Welcome to the WDW Review Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Black, and I'm joined this week by two of my favorite people, my boys Jordan and Cameron, also known as the Theme Park Brothers. Theme Park Brothers is a YouTube channel that my family started almost 6 years ago to document our travels to Disney and other theme parks as well as our everyday lives in Florida. We have over 700 episodes at this point with 2.5 million views, and they range from park walkthrough videos, construction updates, local favorites of ours, and our most popular, the Christmas morning episodes. It's been a fun ride, but I thought it would be interesting to talk to the boys about their experiences as YouTubers. A quick side note, this episode is also available over at the WDW Review Tube. We've started our own YouTube channel where most of the episodes can be seen in video, the recent episodes. And we've also added all of the audio podcasts as well and created some playlists for everyone who might enjoy catching up and maybe catching all the three word shows, for example. We have a playlist for that. We have some great ideas for the channel as it moves forward. So go ahead and subscribe now. And now let's get on with the show. Hi, boys. How you doing?
Hello. Doing good.
Doing well. All right. As you can see, we've just moved into our new house, so we don't have much going on as far as stuff on the walls. We've got Cameron's bed there in the background, but we wanted to get a show for you today talking about this, and I think the boys are kind of excited to talk about their YouTube experiences, right?
Yeah. Okay.
You can talk, Cameron. You're allowed. I promise. You don't have anything to say yet? Okay. Well, we'll start off with something easy. How about that? Okay.
All right.
Something easy. And that will be, what is your favorite park? If you could go to any park today, what park would you go to? And it doesn't have to be Disney. Just any park.
Universal Studios, Orlando.
All right. So Jordan's is Universal. What about you, Cameron?
I think Carowinds.
Carowinds. You like Carowinds, huh? What was it you liked about Carowinds?
There's so much that I like. Is it the one with the Plants vs. Zombies?
I think so. I think that was there.
That's the thing that I really like about it.
Okay. All right. What about Disney parks?
What's your favorite? Hollywood Studios.
All right. What about you, Cameron?
Magic Kingdom.
Mine would be probably Magic Kingdom too. It used to be Epcot there for a little bit, but now I just think there's much more to do at Magic Kingdom for some reason. And Cameron, let's say you were at Magic Kingdom right now. What attraction are you going to?
I would be going to the Haunted Mansion for the first ride.
Me too. And Jordan, you're at Hollywood Studios. What attraction are you going on?
If I could, probably Rise of the Resistance.
All right. Yeah, all bets are off. You can do whatever you want. So yeah. you've gotten that quick cue or whatever they call it now, and ride and rise. Okay. I'm interested to ride that too. I was kind of worried about the little drop, but I think we'll be all right. So
yeah, it doesn't look too substantial. I think it'll be okay.
All right, now that we've got the easy things out of the way, let's move on to some questions about Theme Park Brothers. How has it been pretty much documenting the things that you've done? What are some good things and some bad things? We'll start with the good. What are some good things about having a YouTube channel? We'll start with Cameron this time.
Is that I love just having to go to places to have to make videos, to have like a fun time at places to make videos.
Okay, what about you, Jordan? What's something good?
I like looking back on all the things that we've done. I like watching specific videos that we've done in the past and places we went. It's fun to relive them.
That's probably the biggest thing that I enjoy about it too, being able to relive those experiences and have them to look back on. And what is something maybe sometimes you wish, I wish we didn't have this YouTube channel. What is some of the bad things? We'll start with Jordan this time.
I guess maybe the cringy moments that I don't want on camera sometimes, like.
What are you talking about? Like me saying gameplay?
It's for some gameplay. We have a lot of cringy moments between all of us that we might not want on camera, but it's all part of the fun. But you know, maybe we could do without them.
I can understand that, but I think that's kind of the quirkiness and that's what makes us us. So, you know, if you remove those things, then we're not really truly being who we are. What about you, Cameron? What are some things that you maybe don't like about us having the YouTube channel?
It's basically, I'm basing it on all the parks things that we've been to. So like it's that there's long lines and sometimes it's really busy.
That's true. But we probably have that whether we have the channel or not, right? Still have to wait in those lines. Maybe we just wouldn't go to the theme parks as much. But with this year, with 2020, we haven't been able to go to the parks much anyway. Is there anything that you've missed about going to the theme parks, Cameron?
I missed about going to like the resorts sometimes to go to have like breakfast or something.
Yeah, I think we all miss that. We used to go quite a bit to just a resort to have breakfast. Just this morning, we were watching one where we went to Pop Century and then we rode the Skyliner over to Epcot. And, you know, it is moments like that. I miss just being able to go and walk around the resorts, which just now is more frowned upon. I'm sure we could probably go walk them, but the way things are, I just can't wait till they get back to normal. Another question I have, what was your favorite vacation that we have done on Theme Park Brothers? So what is your favorite vacation so far, Jordan?
The Disney cruise.
How about you, Cameron?
I would think going up to Canada.
Oh, the Canada trip that we took. Yeah, that was fun. Jordan, the cruise line, what was it about that vacation that sticks out in your mind?
It's kind of hard to explain. It was just the feeling. It felt so nice. I don't know, just to be on the Disney cruise, it felt like home, but it also felt so like luxurious at the same time. There was so much to do. We had, you know, free, well, not free, but, you know, complimentary food whenever we wanted it. And we got to do all these things. The aqueduct was really cool. And it was just a really great vacation overall.
Is that one of the cringy things you're thinking of, the aqueduct?
Yeah.
Yeah. The water was going up in your face.
I don't like to talk about that. I was really angry at the water at that point.
The water didn't know it was making you mad, Jordan. It was just doing its thing.
I have a tip for anyone riding the aqueduct. Don't go in the first seat. Go in the second one.
All right. So next time you'll have to put Cameron in the front seat to block some of that water.
Wait, no.
You wouldn't do that to him?
No.
I think Cameron would come out going, "What's the water?" Okay, Cameron, when you're talking about the Canada vacation, what are some of the things that you really enjoyed about that vacation?
Was the breeze of air that happens. Also, the beaver tails and the falls.
Mm-hmm. They were pretty, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's see. The Beaver Tail, I could take or leave. I know you and Mommy really liked it. What was your opinion of the Beaver Tail, Jordan?
I love the Beaver Tails.
Okay, so obviously everyone loved the Beaver Tail except for me. I'm just kind of meh on the Beaver Tails. But I'm not a sweet guy. I'm more of a savory guy. And, you know, at night while everybody else is eating something sweet, I'm heating up hot dogs or something. So away from vacations, what have been your favorite Theme Park Brothers episodes? I mean, I guess it can be vacations, but what are the ones you like to go back and watch over and over again?
I don't know if I have an answer for away from vacation.
But okay, well, what are your favorite ones to watch then?
The cruise videos, definitely. I like watching all seven, or I think there's seven parts, and for each day, I like reliving the moment of those videos.
Okay, what about you, Cameron?
I think, is 2015 Christmas count?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
That's the one you like the most?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Christmas videos too. I never imagined that the Christmas videos would just blow up like they did. There was one year, I think it was the 2017 one that kind of went crazy.
Yeah, I think so.
There was one day where I think we had over 26,000 views on that video alone, just one day. And it just kind of went baby viral for us. And it's still one of those videos that still gets a lot of views every Christmas mainly. But it is kind of cute to watch you guys opening gifts. I don't know. It must be a thing. Do you guys like watching other people open their gifts?
Not really.
Did you ever, though? Because it seems like it's something, Cameron's shaking his head. It seems like it's something maybe that younger kids like to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're really old, Jordan, so YouTube probably wasn't around when you were Cameron's age.
Hey, YouTube came out in 2005.
But you were already born. That makes you extremely old, doesn't it, Cameron? Makes Jordan old. Okay, we're going to change topics here. Away from the YouTube channel, we're going to talk about Disney for a little bit because that's why people listen to this podcast, right? All right, so I already asked your favorite attractions in your favorite park, but what are your top two attractions at Walt Disney World? We'll start with Jordan.
Ooh, I gotta think about it. In all of Walt Disney World.
Yep, and you've had to have ridden them, so you can't use Rise.
Okay. Haunted Mansion, I guess. That seems like a general answer.
Should we skip you and go to Cameron? Cameron, yeah. You know yours?
Yeah, I know my two. Okay. I'm going to say Star Tours and the Happily Ever After fireworks show.
Ah, that is a good attraction. I really like that fireworks show. I thought that I was going to miss Wishes a whole lot because it was kind of the memories that we had made, especially with Jordan going when he was little. But when I saw Happily Ever After, it was just like, yep, I can be down with this. And Star Tours, great attraction. I get a little queasy sometimes from the motion sickness and the smell of the hydraulic fluid, but I do like Star Tours. It's really fun. Are you excited to try Rise of the Resistance, Cameron?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get there eventually. We definitely will. Did he give you enough time, Jordan?
Star Tours is a great answer. That'd probably be on my top two. But I guess, I don't really, it's been a while since we've been to the theme park, since Disney. And I mean,
well, we don't, and full disclosure here, we don't ride a lot of attractions when we go to Disney. We're more about going and taking in the atmosphere. We will eat some food or, you know, walk around and just kind of take things in. We will occasionally ride an attraction, but it's not make or break for us. We're not there early to try to get on the thrill rides and stuff like that. So I can understand how it might be a little difficult to come up with two, but we'll go with Haunted Mansion and Star Tours.
Yeah, I guess so. If you were to ask me Universal, I could easily say 10.
All right, we'll get to Universal. I promise. We'll get there. All right. So here's a question for you, Cameron, because I know you are big into watching YouTube videos about coming lands and things that may be and all that stuff. What are some of the YouTube channels you do watch first? What ones do you like? Maybe others out there might like to watch them too.
There's the one I watch mostly is someone called TPM Vids.
Okay, TPM Vids.
And Disney Dan.
And Disney Dan. And what do they talk about?
They mostly talk about Disney, but there is some on them that are about Universal and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I know that you usually know more about things that are coming up or being planned than I do. So what are some attractions that they're talking about? Let's say we'll go over to Universal and Epic Universe. What's that going to be about?
Nintendo World, and we'll have in Nintendo World, it will have the Mario Kart ride, a Donkey Kong roller coaster, and a Yoshi Dark Ride based on the first game.
Okay, and what else other than Nintendo?
There's going to be a How to Train Your Dragon area with a cart. There's like a hovering thing like Thorin, but it has a coaster track.
That's interesting. And what other areas are there?
Well, there's going to be classic monsters with a boat ride. Seem to have like a thing a lot like the Navi River Journey, but more monstered.
Okay. Well, and there's going to be a new Harry Potter section too, right?
Yeah, Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, I am so excited about this. I was a little bummed out when they had to stop working on that, didn't they? For this year, they've kind of put a hold on it.
Yeah, until summer of 2021.
And that's when they're going to start working back. Do they have they said when they think they're going to open the park?
They said that they will be finished and probably open the park in 2024.
Whew. That's a long time to wait, but you know what? It'll be worth it. And if it's done by 2024, I'll be surprised, actually, with everything going on. So, you know, and now that we're over at Universal, Jordan, your favorite neck of the woods, what attractions are your favorite at Universal?
Well, I really like Race Through New York, starring Jimmy Fallon. That's probably my second favorite ride. My first have to be Gringotts still, even though I won't ride it when we go. There's usually a long line. I really like Gringotts. A lot of the visual effects are great. I won't go on it more like when we go because it's a roller coaster. And I feel like the first time when I went, I was so excited to ride it. It didn't really bother me any. That's what I was trying to explain. But It's so great because it's so immersive. The ride is so fun and it has some of the best 3D effects ever. There's one part when Voldemort literally comes out of the screen and walks on the track. I swear that is how it is in my mind. He was actually there. You can't change it.
That's crazy. You know, I understand how it is, though, when it comes to like that ride. You rode it. Yeah, that's a word. You rode it once. Yeah. And, you know, experience, you're a little hesitant to go back on. I think the listeners here would understand when I say that I'm that way with Pirates. I really loved Pirates, but there's still that hesitancy about, you know, that monstrous drop on Pirates, you know, the 10 feet drop. Everybody makes fun of me for that. Anyway, I can understand that. But I, you know, that's one of those attractions I just really wish that I could do thrill rides, because when I hear you talk about Gringotts and when I hear even you talk about Spider-Man, how both of you really like Spider-Man, it's one of those things to where I wish I could get past some of my fears, because these seem like incredible attractions. And on that note, Cameron, is Spider-Man your favorite attraction at Universal?
Yeah, my two favorite are, my second is Race Through New York starring Jimmy Fallon, and the number one has to be The Amazing Adventures with Spider-Man.
All right. Well, I've got to get on the Spider-Man attraction. I think you guys have both told me I can handle it, so I need to get on that one. This leads me to my next question. If you could build a new themed land, and you could build it anywhere, but it would have to fit in, you know, it would have to be a Universal property or a Disney property, you know, what land would you build? And we'll start with you, Cameron. If you could build any land based on an intellectual property, what would you build?
Well, this was going to be something that Universal was going to do, but I think they decided not to do it, is switch the Kids Zone into a Pokemon Land.
Oh, there have been a lot of talk about switching that Kids Zone, haven't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what would this Pokemon Zone have, or land have?
Well, I'm doing it on what they were saying is a ride where you get this like phone thing to take pictures of these Pokemon on the screen inside of a like Jungle Cruise, but it's not on a boat. It's like a safari ride.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun. What about you, Jordan? If you could build any land in any theme park, what would you build?
I would probably build a Marvel Land somewhere here in Disney World, like they're building in California.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? I wish they could figure out this. I say we, as if I have anything to do with the proceedings, but I wish they could figure out a way to come to an agreement so that Disney could start doing some grand Marvel stuff here in Florida. But, you know, that's out there in California. So I guess that just means we'll have to travel out to Disneyland and have that experience.
Guess so.
We've been trying to do that for, I don't know how long. We just don't seem to make it. If you guys could go to any park in the world, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? We'll start with you, Jordan, this time.
Definitely Universal Studios Japan.
And why would you go there? What's there? What's Universal Japan got?
Oh, it has everything. It has. It looks similar a little bit to Orlando in some parts. But the way they blend everything in is crazy. They have so many properties there. Usually we have, you know, Sesame Place, and Cedar Point has Peanuts, and, you know, there's all these properties that other places have in America. But in Japan, Universal Studios owns all of these, and they just mash them all together in one. And they also have Jurassic Park, Harry Potter, all the normal things in the Universal Studios park. But they have so much in this one gigantic park. it's crazy. It's like Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure combined with this mega park. There's so much to do from the videos I've seen.
Let me ask you this. Is there a Hello Kitty Land?
Yes, there is a Hello Kitty Land.
That would be exciting stuff. I remember watching that Fuller House and what he had to go, Max had to go to the Hello Kitty park or whatever. And we're like, where is this Hello Kitty park? That was Japan, wasn't it? That's where they were, was in Japan.
Yeah, they were in Japan. It could have been Universal Japan.
Interesting. We just thought of something here. Okay. Well, that sounds like fun. Me personally, I really want to go to Shanghai. I really want to go to Shanghai Disney. I don't know if we'll ever get there, but that's just something I really, really would like to see. And Dubai. Dubai has so many theme parks. Well, they have the Warner Brothers there, right, Cameron?
They do have a part inside of one of the parks that is Warner Brothers, but it's not a whole entire park about Warner.
So what do they have there at Dubai? I know you watch videos on that too.
There's a giant like Adventure World park that has Cartoon Network for the kids zone. There's also, I believe, Jurassic Park and all the DreamWorks and some of the Warner Brothers. Massive, huge park that's indoors.
I saw that. It's all indoors, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
That would be incredible to have that kind of like the big, I don't know, Mall of America where you had the roller coaster inside and stuff. But to have a whole theme park inside and climate controlled, I think that would be a lot of fun. All right. Heading back to Disney, I want you guys to think of the best meal or food that you've had at Disney. Can you guys think of the best meal or food? You got one, Cameron? What do you got?
I got in Disney Springs, Blaze Pizza.
Blaze Pizza at Disney Springs. All right. What about you, Jordan?
Probably Deluxe Burger at Disney Springs.
All right.
Disney Springs has some of the best food.
I do agree. Deluxe Burger too. Now, what if I opened up Disney Cruise Line? What would be the best thing? Do you remember anything that you had to eat on the Disney Cruise Line that you really enjoyed?
The fries. Disney fries. They're the best.
Disney fries. Okay. All right. And so I think you guys have kind of answered this before, but it was more of your favorite vacation. I don't know if it would be the same, but if we could leave tomorrow and money was no object, where would you guys want to go on vacation?
My answer would be Universal Japan.
Okay. All right. So you're going there. You're not going on a cruise. You're going to Universal Japan. All right. Yeah. What about you, Cameron?
I think Shanghai Disneyland because it has so many good rides. Like there's a big giant Beauty of the Beast castle that is in with the Trackless Dark ride of Beauty and the Beast.
That's true. All right. And I already forgot, Cameron. Did you get a chance to answer which park you would go to in the world?
Actually, yeah, you did this. But I would still pick Shanghai Disneyland.
Shanghai Disneyland. All right. So we got that. Now we're going to go on the negative side. All right, the Imagineers come to you and they say you can get rid of one attraction at Walt Disney World, that it has to go. I want to know which attraction you're getting rid of and the reason you're giving the Imagineers for why you're getting rid of this attraction. What do you got, Jordan? You start us off while Cameron thinks.
Anywhere on Disney property.
Yep, right? Anywhere.
I would probably get rid of Tomorrowland Speedway.
Okay, and what's your reason? I don't think it's an unpopular decision, but what's your reasoning?
Well, the cars, they're old. It's they're loud and they smell, and it's
just... Are you talking about me, Jordan? I'm old and loud and I smell.
No, the cars, they're just, I don't know, they're not environmentally friendly. They don't go well with the Tomorrowland theme because we have electric cars now. If anything, I would want an electric car like thing replacing it. But it's not a good attraction. Maybe for kids, like when I was little, I liked it. But it's just bad cars and the track. You just go around in a loop. It's not fun.
I agree. And, you know, I've pitched a show to Chris and Pete and Stacy, and hopefully we'll do it someday. But this show has to do with meshing two attractions together to make a better attraction. Okay. And I'm going to kind of let the cat out of the bag on one of mine. But I thought it would be really cool to take Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy from Hollywood Studios and then move it over to combine it with the Tomorrowland Speedway. But what you would do is you would build a queue inside, because that queue outside is horrible at Tomorrowland Speedway. You would build a queue outside and it would be that pre-show. You would get to see that Lightning McQueen animatronic and he would talk to you and he'd be like, we're going to go out and race. And there would be cars, electric cars like you're talking about, that would sound like the sound effects of cars. So you would still have that like noise of driving a real car, but it would be those cars sound effects. And you would go out on this electric track and it would be more, you know, I think you would have more things around it that would, you know, kind of make it look like a cars race. So what do you think about that?
That sounds like a good idea.
That'll work. All right. Cameron, what would you get rid of? Which attraction?
I would think this probably would be a not popular guess, but I would pick the Magic Kingdom train.
The train? Uh-oh. Why are you taking away the train?
Just because I never saw the train, and we already have a transportation to get by the parks, different, actually around the park, no, but it doesn't go all the way through the park. I was thinking maybe like a refurbished version where it goes all through the park, new like diagram things that show about stuff.
I see what you're saying. Well, you know, honestly, it rarely has ran the past few years because they had shut it down right for Tron. Before that, there was when Mickey's Toontown went away and they put Storybook Circus in there, there were some issues with the train. It seems like anytime they do any of these construction projects, they shut the train down. So I understand. I do love hearing that bell of the train. And even if you're not riding it, hearing the whistle and the kind of the bell as it comes into the station, that's just a nostalgic thing, I think, for me. Because when your brother and I and mommy used to go, the train always ran. So we had more of a chance to ride it, and you could use it more of as a transportation to get back to Mickey's Toontown if you were way up front. But I could see, you tell them, Imagineers, you either get that train to work or it's got to go. I got you. I understand. All right, Jordan, I have a specific question for you as I go down through the list here. I want to talk with you about VR because you're big into the virtual reality. You have your Oculus Quest. The Disney connection with that. What are some fun things you can do with your VR when it comes to Disney?
I guess there is a game or an app called Wander where you can go anywhere in the world but in VR. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Google Maps. So you can go around Disney property and look at things like that. You know, if it would help to plan your routes or, you know, your vacation, where you're going to go, what things are going to look like, the overall situation. It helps. In terms of Disney games, I don't think there are many, but there are some Star Wars games. The Vader Immortal series is pretty cool. It explores an untold story of between episodes 3 and 4, I think. I'm not sure. Around that time. And then recently, I got it a couple weeks ago, Tales from the Galaxy's Edge, which the game takes place in Galaxy's Edge at Disney World and Disneyland on Batuu. And you're like a droid repair person, and you are doing all these sort of missions, and you get caught up with a gang, I don't know, the Carillion Death Gang, I think. And it goes through that, explores unknown stories. So it's pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah, I knew there were a lot of Star Wars, but there was one game that you actually made some videos for us, and I never really got them out. But you were going through like in a Minecraft world, weren't you? Or it was Disney in Minecraft?
Oh, yeah, there is a Minecraft server that is a recreation of Disney World. I think they only have Magic Kingdom. I'm not sure. But you can go in VR Minecraft, and I have done that a couple times. You can explore around in Minecraft, a recreation of the parks.
Awesome. Hopefully I can share some of that video. I think I still have it. I just had never edited it and done anything with the video, but it's pretty cool. I remember watching you go through the TTC and get on a monorail and head over to Magic Kingdom. So that's pretty cool. I think if anybody out there that's listening or watching is into Disney and into Minecraft and has a VR, can you do that like just normal Minecraft? Doesn't have to be on the VR? Yeah. Okay, that's cool. All right, so now I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite Disney resort? First, favorite Disney resort you've ever stayed at. So that limits it. And then second, where would you love to stay? And we'll start with Cameron this time. Where's the favorite resort that you've stayed at so far?
I would say, what is that beach one that... what is that one that, actually, I'll say Pop Century.
Okay. And poor Cameron, he's lived in, I say poor, but he's lived in Florida his whole, almost whole life, except for like 10 months. So he hasn't gotten to stay at as many Disney resorts as Jordan. Back when we lived in Ohio, we would come and we'd stay at French Quarter and we'd stay at Caribbean Beach and, you know, all these different places. But Cameron's gotten to go on his birthday and stuff. So Pop Century is probably, I would say, the best one that you've stayed at. How about you, Jordan?
I'd probably say Caribbean Beach.
That was a fun vacation. That was the first vacation that the three of us took by ourselves to Walt Disney World. And I remember mommy had her binder of every day planned and say like day one. And we made fun of her relentlessly for carrying this binder around. But in the end, I think we have her to blame for our Disney obsession because she did such a great job planning that vacation that we all enjoyed it. All right. Now, Cameron, if you could stay anywhere in any resort at Walt Disney World, what would it be?
I would say about Caribbean Beach, I would think.
Caribbean Beach?
Wait, no.
No?
I would say French Quarter.
All right, French Quarter. I love French Quarter. You know, Daddy used to work at French Quarter, right? Back in the day. Mm-hmm. How about you, Jordan? Where would you stay?
Polynesian.
Polynesian. Pete would echo that answer. He loves the Polynesian. Okay. So, same question. but at Universal.
Cabana Bay.
Would that be both your answers is Cabana Bay?
No.
That's the favorite one you've stayed at?
Yes.
All right. Where would you like to stay?
Sapphire Falls.
Okay. Sapphire Falls. Interesting. How about you, Cameron?
Wait, which one am I doing?
Do both of them.
Well, the first one was the one that I stayed at. Yeah. Caribbean Beach. I mean, Cabana Bay.
We got it.
Volcano Bay.
Volcano Bay? That's a water park.
Oh, you can't stay there?
No. We stayed as close as you can stay there in that Cabana Bay view that overlooks it. But it's not an actual resort.
Then I would say Sapphire Falls, so both same questions.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have to look into staying at Sapphire Falls. That's not out of the realm of possibility. So we've already stayed at Aventura, which obviously we didn't think much of Aventura.
Cabana Bay is better. I liked Aventura and I liked the technology part of it. It was okay.
Yeah, it was just okay. It didn't have much going on. Cabana Bay has lazy rivers and water slides, and bowling alleys and food courts that are incredible. And yeah. It's kind of hard to measure up to that, in my opinion. I've had people ask me, would you rather stay, you know, Royal Pacific or Cabana Bay is just where I would mainly stay. I think it just has more things for us to do as a family right now. Now, I would love to have the Express Pass that comes with staying at one of the premier resorts. But other than that, I think Cabana Bay has everything that we could possibly need. Okay. I think we are almost done here. If you could have annual passes to only one park, and that was it, you could only have annual passes to one park, what park would that be? And it can't be a combination of parks. So you can't just say Disney, and that would cover all Disney parks. You can't just say Universal. It has to be one park. What would you have an annual pass for? Start with you, Cameron.
I would think that I would say Islands of Adventure.
All right. What's at Islands of Adventure that you like? We haven't talked much about that.
The Spider-Man ride. There's also the Hogwarts Express. And there's the Cat in the Hat ride because it's so cute.
We do love the Seuss area at Universal. And we'll just let you slide with the Hogwarts Express because you would technically have to have both parks. But we'll let you slide. We'll say that it's just going to take you around and bring you right back. All right, Jordan, you can have one park. What is it?
Universal Studios.
So Universal Studios proper?
Yes.
And what are your reasonings for that? What's there at Universal that's getting you to stay?
Well, both of my favorite rides are there. Gringotts and Jimmy Fallon. Transformers. A lot of good rides. The atmosphere is great. The New York section. And it also has Diagon Alley. And the Simpsons area, there's so much going on at Universal that I love.
I think that Universal is probably my favorite overall park. I could stay in that park all day long from opening to close and just enjoy the entire time. And I think that a lot of that has to do with how stress-free I would be. I don't ride a lot of the attractions there, so it wouldn't take me long to get the ones out of the way that I would like to ride, like E.T. and Jimmy Fallon, and we're about done with the attractions I can ride. No, there are a few others, but I ride Simpsons and Men in Black is a good attraction. Even the Twirl and Hurl over there in Simpsons area. But I just love the whole area over there at Universal. So I think that this has kind of been a controversial topic on the show. I'm usually the person that's pushing Universal, and I think it's because we've had such a great time there. But I'd like to hear your take. Why is it that when we go to talk about theme parks in general, that our family tends to go more towards Universal than Disney? Why do you think that is lately, Jordan?
Well, Disney is changing. It has been changing for the past couple years, and it's just, it hasn't been as enjoyable as it was like when I was little. When I was Cameron's age, we would take a vacation to Disney, and we'd have we'd stay at a resort, we'd have the dining plan. It was all good and fun. But now it's hard to enjoy Disney after going so far, going to the parks over and over at Disney, because we lived here for so long, lived in Florida, and we go, and it kind of gets boring. It's hard to say that Disney gets boring, but it does sometimes, and that's one contributing factor, is that we didn't go to Universal over and over and over. And it was kind of a new experience to us as of a couple years ago. Another reason is the crowds. Disney is getting just overridden with people just flocking down to Disney all times of the year. You can't get away from the crowds anymore. And I have one more reason.
Okay.
Disney is changing a lot of their stuff around, and it's not the same feeling. It feels very corporate, I guess, and cold. I don't know if that's a word they can use to describe it, if that makes sense, but it feels different from the warmth that I feel at Universal.
And I have to agree. I get that same feeling. I don't know why. I look back at the 80s and 90s Disney stuff, and even the 2000s when we would go. And even though that synergy is still there, to where, you know that they're trying to pitch their product. Every Christmas Day parade is just a commercial for their product. Everything is a way to sell this merchandise or that. But I have noticed, and I've mentioned this before, that it has gotten, and cold is a good word to use, it's gotten more capitalistic, in the sense that it seems like they're only putting stuff out to sell me something. And before, I saw it as they would put content or things out there to entertain me, and then they would want to sell me something that had to do with it. And I'm cool with that. I'm like, if you're going to put out a great show, a great movie, a great attraction, and we're going to enjoy the heck out of it, then yeah, sell me some merchandise that has to do with that. And I think that's how it started. But then for some reason, there has been a switch in either my attitude towards it or the way they're doing it, to the point to where it's almost like they're coming up with things, movies, attractions, just to sell their merchandise. So it's like, to me, it's completely flipped. So maybe that's kind of the feeling that you're getting as well. And I think there is a lot to say about it being newer for us, that Universal isn't something that we've pushed over and over and done so much. So those experiences are new, and definitely the crowd levels. Huge difference from when we used to go, back when you were little. And even when we first moved to Florida, the crowd levels were not even close to what they are right now. So for our family, we all deal with a certain level of anxiety. That situation doesn't work well. How about you, Cameron? Do you have any thoughts?
Just that Disney has been getting a little old, because they aren't really changing what are the really old rides. They just think that people want the old ones still, but most people want new kinds of rides that will have better quality to them And that's what exactly Universal is doing, and giving them the newer rides to make people happy. Yeah, that's all I can say.
I understand. It's kind of a hard balance Disney has to do, too. There's a lot of those Disney fans like us and the people who listen to this podcast that, man, you go and change one of their beloved attractions and they go through the roof, like what happened with Splash Mountain when they say they're going to redo it to Princess and the Frog. Everybody goes crazy. And you're right, Cameron. For younger crowds and for new generations, there have to be some updates and some changes. And sometimes we get so bogged down in our nostalgia and the past that we don't want any of those things to change. So Disney has a hard time with that. They've got to figure out that balance of what they can change that's not going to make their huge fan base upset. And also from that side a little bit, when it comes back to, say, the Tomorrowland Speedway that Jordan was talking about, I get a little upset about that because I have so many memories with Jordan when he was little, with you, Cameron, when you were even younger than you are now, of riding with you in these cars and having such a great time, that whenever they talk about changing some of these things, it makes you a little sad. So, but you're right, that could be a big reason why us as a family with younger children goes more towards Universal, because they're trying new things. And a lot of times Disney, even though they are trying to expand, they're expanding with things that are geared more towards an older audience sometimes. So, well, guys, I really appreciate you being on the show today. I know that it was kind of stressful getting everything set up, but I enjoyed talking with you guys about Disney and theme parks and theme park brothers. So thanks for coming on with me.
No problem.
So I'm sure that you'll be listening to the podcast when it comes out, because you never miss a WDW review episode, right?
Yeah.
No? Okay, we'll put the crickets in there chirping for that one. But if you want to see any Theme Park Brothers episodes, which hopefully we will get them rolling a little more frequently than we have, then check us out at themeparkbrothers.com. That should take you directly over to our YouTube page. And then be sure to like and subscribe the WDW Review podcast over on your podcast server of choice. And then check out the WDW Review tube. We are trying to put out some video content. Sometimes it's fun to see the video aspect of the podcast. So go ahead and head over there and subscribe. And be sure to join us over in the EDCOT group, which is our Facebook group for like-minded Disney crazies. But we talk about everything, and it's just a group of, it's a family more than a group. So head over there. It's EDCOT, and you just have to answer a few questions and you can join. So for Jordan and Cameron and the Theme Park Brothers, and for Chris, Stacy, and Pete, I say catch you on the flippity flop. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.